From Shane Pinata, I'm Colleen Thomas. This is Everyday Magic for Ukraine. Today, we call for unity in Congress to aid Ukraine. Welcome to the Circle. So the only thing you need today, and this applies really only if you're in the US, is a phone or a computer. If you're anywhere else in the world, just join us with your heart. Welcome. I'm glad you are here with us today in Circle. We need you to be here today with us in Circle. And so I'm glad to welcome you and invite you to have a seat, relax your body, remember you have a body, allow your body to settle and to rest. That might look like doing a little shaking or movement or maybe taking a breath. So the focus of our time together today will be to think about the United States Congress, specifically the House of Representatives at this time, and to ask for unity to support Ukraine. So what I'd love for you to do is join me first in taking a breath in what has been a particularly challenging situation. And now maybe take another breath for the incredible frustration so many of us have been feeling with the lack of action from the U.S. Congress. We know that lives have been lost, more lives may be lost because of this inaction. This episode is not meant to be a flippant way of looking at this. This episode is meant to be a deep dive into our hearts as we have been grieving this situation of the Congress failing to act. What I would love for you to do is to join me in imagining a field, just a beautiful open field. And I'd like to bring to mind the short poem by Rumi. Rumi is a 13th century Persian poet, and he wrote, "Out beyond the ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in the grass, the world is too full to talk about. Ideas, language, even the phrase each other doesn't make sense." Be out in that field. See who's in that field. This field out beyond the ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing. What if we invited the key players in this battle that's been going on in the U.S. House of Representatives? What if we invited them out to this field? Picture the people who come to mind when you think about the inability of the U.S. House of Representatives to be able to pass funding for Ukraine. Just picture those individuals. And imagine each one of them settling into their little section of field and finding peace. I know when we see politicians, we don't normally see them relaxed. But imagine what each one of these people might look like. Relaxed, calm, centered. And maybe just imagine with me that each of them is beginning to release anything they don't need from the area near their heart. Maybe there is fear. Fear of losing power, fear of losing advantage, fear of losing something that they need. That they need at a soul level. Something that they need, and maybe they've been fighting for it because they just really need that thing in a human level. What if they found that thing that they need inside themselves? See that need met for each of these individuals. From the inside, you might see them glowing a bit more confident, more calm, more centered. And then you can see any fears they might have beginning to drop away as they step into a place of feeling better, calmer, simpler. Really see them sitting on that grass. I see them in their suits that they would wear in Congress or in a news piece. I see them however they appear to you. Just imagine them actually on the grass. Maybe lying down in that grass, like Rumi says, when the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. Imagine anything being too full to talk about for a politician. And as you're noticing each of these people, begin to also take in their proximity to one another. And notice that they're all in this field together. Just picture them beginning to find ways to work with each other on the human level without fear. Out beyond ideas of wrongdoing and rightdoing, there is a field. I'll meet you there. When the soul lies down in that grass, the world is too full to talk about. Ideas, language, even the phrase each other doesn't make any sense. So just really letting this vision land for you, seeing it be true. Seeing there be unity and connection in this place of deep comfort, in this place of deep knowing. And let's take one breath together to kind of seal this in and finish this meditation. If you like, you can join me in breathing in and out. And now, if you are an American, your next step is to take this energy, if you can do it right now, that would be wonderful, while you're still feeling it in your body, and look at the show notes, and there you'll find a link to ResistBot. ResistBot is a very simple way to reach out to all of your representatives at one time. So go to that link and go ahead and send a message with this energy in it that we believe in you. We know you're going to do this. We are waiting for you to do this. We are ready for you to do this. We are ready for you to support Ukraine. May we always remember how powerful it can be to go out into Rumi's field and lay down in that grass. May it be so. Thank you so much for being with us today. Your presence, your energy, and your heart make all the difference in healing our world. Remember to breathe today. Breathe and expand. And I hope you join us again next time. Please consider inviting a friend. Magic works best when coupled with action. Be sure to check the show notes, click on that ResistBot link, and reach out to your representatives today. Our music is by Terry Hughes. I'm Colleen Thomas. Thanks for listening.